Brother Dana, brother Maya, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
I just think of the little vampire every time I think of Scotland. Even going there, I still think of the little vampire and just that dude hunting vampires and his beat up truck with all like the radars beeping and blinking, and he's like, God, I'm gonna fucking find you.
God. That guy's the scariest.
Vampires.
That guy would make fucking Jason piss his pants, man. That guy's scary. The vampire hunter?
Yeah.
Like, that guy's so fucking badass, man. It looks like he hasn't showered for months, and all he does is smoke cigars.
I know.
And he's like, gotta fucking find the vampire.
Yeah, I can smell the vampires.
God.
Have you ever seen a vampire?
His truck was badass, too.
Yeah.
Made me want to be a vampire hunter.
And as far as I know, Scotland doesn't have vampires. But
what they do got?
They got a creepy ass. A creepy ass. They got a creepy ass town. Okay, the town isn't creepy, but
it is creepy, though.
Within it, inside of it, it's creepy.
There could be vampires in there.
There could be. And I'm, of course, talking about the Edinburgh Vaults. In Scotland, there's a city called Edinburgh.
I feel like you could say it with some more Scottish flair.
But there is a city called Edinburgh. And if you go to that city, you'll find lots of cobbled streets. See, the Scottish accent is very hard to do.
It really is. Yeah, the city's got a lot of layers to it, like an onion.
You're right, it does have layers. And the reason why it has layers is because Edinburgh itself,
oh, it does have layers,
is built on a bunch of hills, right?
So like, I think around 6 or 7 hills to be exact.
That is exact. 6 or 7. It's pretty damn specific. Take that to the bank.
Like, how hilly is this place?
Pretty
Jesus
hilly.
Jesus Christ. Everybody there's got
soccer
player calves.
In order to make the maximum use of space, if you're building on a lot of hills, you have to go up and down. Because if you have a big hill next to a little hill, there's so much space. There's so much space.
Well, now we're in Italy.
In between the hilltops.
The hillies. Yeah.
So you have to build layers in order to use the maximum space, right?
You just sound like a master, like Mason or something, telling me about how buildings are built, how whole cities are built. Keep talking.
Well,
I'm learning stuff.
Turns out that in Edinburgh, the space wasn't a huge issue until around the time of the Industrial Revolution, which was the late 1700s, early 1800s.
The Industrial Revolution.
Right. And so in the late 1700s, early 1800s, Edinburgh, because of the Industrial Revolution, it experienced this massive surge of people. And
it brought a lot of jobs and a lot of young men looking for women.
Yeah, because
jobs.
Because different markets were emerging. They were the printing and publishing. People would flood in for that. Textiles became huge, and mining was the other one.
Textiles make sense too with all the kilts.
Yeah, that's got to be. I don't even know how they do that. How do they make plaid?
That's a good question.
Seems like so much work.
It sounds insane to think about. They probably had some awesome kilt shops
back
in the day.
These kilts aren't going to make themselves. Get in that factory. Start making me kilts.
Start making me kilts.
Yeah, so because of because of all of the people coming in, They suddenly needed to expand. People.
Right. And where did they expand?
Down.
Straight down to hell.
Yeah. They started several engineering projects to deal with the population growing so rapidly. And the South Bridge was a significant one because
The South Bridge.
The aim of it was to connect the High Street of Edinburgh with the University of Edinburgh's old college.
Basically, the new town to the old town. The
right.
South Bridge, which represented... Wait. South Bridge represented the old town, right? And the North Bridge represented the new town? I guess it doesn't fucking matter, but the concept is there. These bridges merged. This developing city.
Yeah. And I don't know much about the North Bridge. Mostly know about the South Bridge. Goes,
yeah. Straight to the castle.
But the South Bridge featured 19 arches. It was constructed to accommodate commercial premises on the upper levels. So
you mean above the bridge?
Right. So there was a plan to have a shopping center above the South Bridge.
Hmm.
And the intention was to create retail spaces like workshops and other establishments on the bridge itself.
Right.
So they built downward in order for these shops and the retail spaces to have room to store their grain or kilts or whatever they had.
Or bodies.
Or bagpipes.
Bodies. Yes.
Body bags.
I feel like the fucking city developer of that idea should have been fired. Like, hey, let's make all these shops underground. There's nothing bad that could happen with that idea.
Well, I would say that the idea itself was a good idea.
Oh, really? Where has that worked in the world?
It's just the execution of it. They didn't know how to seal things properly, and they
didn't have lights. They didn't know what air vents were. They didn't have heating.
No one was supposed to live there, though. That's the whole point. So,
defending the vaults, yeah. I see what side you're on.
But, like you were saying, due to a variety of challenges, including a lack of proper ventilation, lighting, and just how nasty these places were.
Just how fucking disgusting. Could you imagine living down there? You got 10 to 20 people in one room, a family, sharing it here and there. And then you probably got one creepy guy taking a room up by himself. And there's no water. There's no running water. There's no natural sunlight. It's pitch black.
I got to stop you there. Let's go back a little bit. So, so they were intended to be used for these shops, right?
Yeah.
But what started happening is the poor started moving down there because it was pretty much free to live. You know, you just move into a vault, and there's tons of them. Do you know how many?
How many vaults?
Yeah.
120 around.
Oh, yeah. So,
to be exact.
And like you said, people would go down there, and there'd be tons of families sharing one vault in pitch darkness.
Right. And there was one thing that was when you and I took a trip there,
mm-hmm.
and we actually toured the vaults. There was one fact that the tour guide mentioned that I actually didn't find looking into this again, which was at a certain point, it was illegal to be homeless in Edinburgh. So a lot of these poor families that wouldn't have gone into the vaults did because they didn't want to go to prison. And the vaults was a better idea in their head. But it really was
It's really the same as a prison. Like you can sit
No,
in
it's
the
worse
vault.
Than a prison.
Exactly.
There's no police guarding you, sort of from the outside world. You're getting food daily. Down there, it's like pretty much hell.
Yeah. And as soon as the poor started going down there and people started living down here.
People poured down there.
That's when you had the rise of the dark markets. Sounds like a Harry Potter thing.
You could almost call them darkets.
The dark markets of drugs, prostitution.
Dark magic.
What's that thing where they have fences?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it. Orgies, we got that going on down there too.
Body snatchers. They would kill people and they would sell the bodies to doctors.
Yeah. I mean, some people got killed down there, sure. But it was used by body snatchers to hide bodies down there for a day or two next to people that lived down there who didn't even realize there were dead bodies next to them. And then they would take those bodies back up and sell them.
Wow.
Because it was fucking Scott.
Well, because the police...
It was Colt?
The police refused to go down there.
Yeah, because of the stench, man.
Which means that if you were on the lam running from Johnny Law, you could go down there.
Johnny Law.
And you would be assured that the police... Well, first of all, they couldn't find you because it's fucking dark down there. They're not going to feel around people's faces. Is that him? You know? And for that reason, it just got worse and worse down there. More and more crowded, dirtier and dirtier, more and more violent until... What was the breaking point?
Ooh. Did it have to do with a fire?
Well, so this is interesting.
Because I feel like there was a lot of breaking points.
Yeah, I think you're right. That was a trick question. It didn't really have an answer. But the thing is, there was a lot of issues that the city was slowly starting to realize, like, maybe this wasn't a good idea. But I haven't been able to find another thing that the tour guide told us about. Funny, isn't that? It's like they told us lies. It's weird, man.
The tour guide?
It's like they just wanted us.
The tour guide.
Yeah.
They usually do, though.
I know.
What else did that liar say?
Well, they said that there was a huge fire. And during that fire along the South Bridge, part of the South Bridge caught on fire. During that fire, a lot of people went inside the vaults thinking they could escape the blaze of the fire. But what happened was, because of the ventilations the way they were, some of the smoke was able to, I'd say a lot of the smoke was able to travel down into the vaults. And a lot of people died of asphyxiation. And others,
they got baked.
Like potatoes.
Like tree fitty. That's messed up. Like baked potatoes? Wow, that's dark. I wouldn't even gone there. Jesus Christ. He takes it back. Continue.
All of these factors got worse and worse.
Yeah, terrible factors.
And I don't know the exact date, but it was sometime in the 1800s, I want to say, that they started sealing up the entranceways, or they started relocating people. So they're like moving homeless people out of the vaults. They were sealing up entrances.
Right, with people still inside them.
I hope not.
They're like, I got to get out, Jimmy. Yeah, tell them it's your home. But they're sealing it up now. I want to stay.
You can't. You got to go. It's time to leave now.
So, yeah, they did their best to clean it up and get people out, right? And seal that fucker up like it's Resident Evil.
Right. And after that, it faded into mystery and legend. And people forgot all about the vaults. They only heard whisperings, and people noticed blueprints and weird old drawings of building schematics that had these passageways and underground systems underneath. But it wasn't until the 1980s and 90s that archaeologists and people, citizen scientists, filming themselves.
Citizens of the town.
I was going to say TikTok. TikTok wasn't around.
Those TikTokers of 1800s.
People, citizen scientists, people who wanted to pioneer.
Entrepreneurs. People with tons of fucking time.
They started busting down doors and walls, and they found these vaults, entrances.
And what'd they find inside those vaults?
The entire vaults. Down there. And
all
so
the vaults.
They pretty much rediscovered this place. It was that 200 years?
It is 150 to 200-ish.
Yeah, later.
Because I think they sealed them up in like the mid-1800s, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then they found them in the 1990s area.
Yeah, do the math because I can't, man.
Yeah, like 150 to 200.
Yeah.
That's my estimate.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Some quick math.
So... Imagine being the one to like open up that hole.
Yeah, it's just like you get a big whiff of shit, like shit air, because it's been sealed off. And can you think of all the people that excreted and just shat in their fucking rooms, man? Because they didn't have valet.
They had to clear the rubble, but they probably had to clear a lot of poo-poo too.
They didn't have poop fairies or valet service back then, so you kind of just shit in the corner and you leave it. And maybe you shovel, you take it up in a bucket every week.
Oh, that's the poop vault.
It's the poop vault.
We don't sleep in that.
It was smelled so bad that a lot of the people couldn't even tell there were bodies next to them. Okay, at what point do you just leave the vaults and you're like, okay, I'd rather go to prison. Please put me away. I'm illegal.
In prison, they might beat you with their Billy Joes or their Tommy. What are those called? The little Billy Bats?
Billy Clubs?
Billy Clubs. Tommy Jones, Billy's, whatever they call them, man.
Billy Clubs.
They beat you with clubs, so at least you're not getting beat to death by the cops, you know?
I think they'd beat you to death, but they'd give you some soup.
And... might give you a good whacking.
Huh, wow. So this flew through, where are we at?
Well, that gives you a broad understanding of the context, but Dane and I went down there.
Yeah.
And they're cursed. Something dark is down there.
We do not speak his name.
We do not talk about it, Dana. But actually, talk about it. Tell us just what's down there.
Yeah, well, it's definitely haunted. You got this guy named Mr. Boots who walks around and throws rocks at people.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like a crazy nightclub or something, man. Like that people would pay to go see.
No, it doesn't really sound like a nightclub
really,
to me.
Really edgy people.
That's a really fucked up club, man.
And speaking of body snatchers, we're getting closer to Halloween, so we brought our city correspondent, Stefan, to tell you about the best places to check out during this spooky time of year. Welcome, Stefan.
Thank you, Mayan. It's great to be here.
So, where in downtown Edinburgh can people expect to have a good time?
If you're expecting to have a good time downtown, Edinburgh's hottest club is...
Dumbledore!
Located in the vaults underneath the South Bridge, this place has everything. A bouncy house, Steve Jobs' ghost... your uncle's DVD collection. An old man looking for his dentures.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds really creepy.
And that's just the lobby. You can go deeper into the vaults. And that's where the real party is. But be careful. There's body snatchers. They also have an art gallery by Georgia O'Keeffe. Ron Weasley's hand-me-downs. And is that Amelia Earhart? No, it's a little German boy eating chocolate. Or you can get in line for the Hogwarts Express.
Oh, is that like a train in Harry Potter?
No, it's a Korean barbecue.
All right, Stefan, I'm going to stop you there. Let's hear it for Stefan, everyone.
But they do... have body snatchers.
Nuh-uh. You're full of it, man.
Yeah. Do you know what a body snatcher is?
I'm assuming it's someone that snatches a body or bodies.
You're pretty close.
But what do they do with the bodies?
Well, back in the day, they sold them.
For who? Who would buy a body?
Usually a doctor.
What would the doctor do with them?
They would dissect them. In their lectures for students and public to see.
Oh, shit.
And a lot of them were public dissections outside or inside.
Like, come watch this guy get his spleen taken out.
Yeah,
$5.
Rip out this man's balls.
2 pounds.
See how he ticks.
Yeah.
See how the boy ticks.
Without his balls. Yeah.
Is he a man anymore?
Some would say no.
Yeah, philosophical shit. No. So body snatchers, yeah, they became pretty rampant with the vaults deteriorating and poverty being a thing in the city. Like,
wait,
it is.
So you were telling me that...
I was telling you.
You were telling me that there was a guy with boots.
That's Mr. Boots. That was a ghost.
Why did they call him
that
Mr. Boots?
That is a ghost because you can hear his boots on the ground. Yeah, he throws rocks at people, allegedly. And we actually did hear about Mr. Boots on our tour.
It's kind of a cute name, Mr. Boots.
Mr.
Boots. That's just Mr. Boots back there.
Yeah, you don't mind him. He's just a spooky ghost. But, you know, on the same wavelength of paranormal stuff, there's been several ghost hunters and investigations down there where people will stay the night and experience crazy, not crazy shit, but, you know, like mild.
Yeah, I watched a Scottish guy who was down in the Southbridge.
And oh, yeah? What did he do?
He was talking about how...
A ghost grabbed his arse?
He was talking about how there were very dark energies inside the vaults. And they were going to stay the night there and see what paranormal activity they could see.
What did they find?
Are you more Scottish? I think you might be more Irish, Dave.
I don't know, really.
I don't think they found... Actually, I didn't watch the whole thing. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. But
honestly, I didn't either.
But you're saying other people stayed there. What did they find besides boots?
Most of it is noises. And you can, Mr. Boots, you can hear, you can usually hear like a muffled noise.
Like Boots?
No, talking? Like him talking, kind of like cursing under his breath.
Really?
Like he's kind of a grumpy ghost. That's what people think of him as.
Fuck this place.
God damn, I gotta get out of these vaults.
Fucking smells like poop down here.
That's why I wear me boots, because there's shit everywhere. Probably my boots.
I'd be pissed too if I was a ghost down in some poopy vault.
Stuck down there.
I'd probably throw rocks at people too. But what else is down? What other creepy thing? You were mentioning a little boy. Yeah. How do they know it's a little boy?
Because it appears to be a little boy named Jack. And he grabs people's hands.
That's good.
But it is kind of creepy to think about. Like a little boy grabbing your hands in the dark when you're down there. Like what? Like, get off of me, boy.
Yeah.
Ah, that's creepier than Boots, Mr. Boots, to me.
A little pale ghostly boy grabbed me hands.
Grabbed me hands, and I ran out of there. And he disappeared. True story.
He was a ghost.
He was a ghost boy.
So, okay, we got an angry old Boots man, and then we have a lost kid.
Lost boy, yeah. I mean, there isn't really anything too specific down there aside from strange noises and... sightings.
You see, that's not what I heard.
Oh, what'd you hear?
I heard that there was a coven of witches that used the vaults
of bitches
as their meeting place to perform dark rituals around a circle. And they even made a circle of rocks that was the witch's circle that if you step in, you're cursed.
I remember that one.
But the thing is I haven't found any substantial evidence.
Right, I think it's another bullshit fucking thing that the tour guide said.
But it is creepy to think about a bunch of witches down there casting stuff.
Well, I think there was some Edinburgh witch cults at the time. And I bet you they fucking used the vaults to do some of their bidding or some of their dark rituals. Where they would go to the vaults with all of their sewage and just drop it off.
I'm going to cast a spell on old Fannie Mae. She wore the same kilt as me today.
Wow, you just rhymed so hard. You rhymed so hard. Like, I feel like...
Wait, women don't wear kilts.
God, if you just rhymed that again, man. Like, you're off the show. I'm kidding. But, yeah, aside, like, there's a lot of paranormal stuff, and there's lots of videos you can find on YouTube and whatnot of ghost hunters or, like, kind of indie ghost hunters that go down there.
Indie.
Yeah. Like, not very popular ghost hunters. Just some kids that go down there and, like, spend the night.
That's weird.
When we were in the vaults, I think we heard, or didn't we, like, hear something while we were there?
I didn't hear nothing, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of people with us, so it was hard to concentrate. But, yeah, getting out of the paranormal side of things.
Wait, we just got in, though. That's not it. That's not all.
Okay, tell me.
So, apparently, the vaults, after they were rediscovered, there was one vault in particular that was so haunted, so fucking possessed, that they had to bring in a bishop weekly to come in and bless the place.
And you know how he blessed it? He took a shit every time.
No. No, apparently it was so, the activity was so intense that they canceled and they were like, sorry, we can't go down there anymore because shit was getting thrown around. I mean, stuff.
Like literal shit.
Not shit. God, stuff was getting terrifying. Thrown around. Probably crucifixes were getting thrown upside down.
And this is a supposedly true account.
You know, I'm starting to think that everything they told us on that tour was bullshit. But
well, you gotta make it exciting for the fucking tourists. Like they might have like taken real rumors and flourished them a little bit, like add a little garnish on it.
A little Gilderoy Lockhart.
But you know what's scarier than the paranormal stuff? It's the real stuff that happened.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Them body snatchers.
Going back.
They be coming for your body. Hide your body.
Hide your body.
Them body snatchers, they were rampant because there was some poverty. It was kind of hard to find a job if you was poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you was poor, you couldn't find a job.
Wow, that was good.
Then then you just be being collecting.
Slowly turning Scottish over.
Then you just be collecting bodies. And the vaults were also used by like illegal whiskey distilleries. And
I don't trust that whiskey.
It sounds...
You not pay me enough.
Like, certain aspects of the vaults kind of sound fun. Until you get into, you know, the shit and homeless and the poor people. That's where it goes bad. But and the body
snatchers. I'm sure the vaults could have been a really fun place and the body back in the day.
And the body snatchers. But there's two body snatchers in particular during this time. And
how many bodies did they snatch?
Oh, yeah. They snatched up 16 bodies.
Each?
Together.
Wow. So they work together. Like, you grab his legs, I'll grab his hands.
We'll slice them and dice them and sell them for a grand.
And drink some water, damn it.
Hey, man, you missed my rhyme. You missed my fucking rhyme.
Your throat frogs distracted me, man.
You fucking shut up. William Burke and William Hare.
That who? Was it. God damn. William Hare?
You.
Or Hare?
You shut your mouth for a second, boy.
I'm clarifying.
William Burke and William Hare were the two murderers.
Never trust a William, man.
But two wills together, they were almost unstoppable. A lot of willpower. they were Irish immigrants, so they weren't even from around there.
Of course, man.
And Burke or Hare, one of the two, they were living with their mom in this big house, and they used it as like an Airbnb back in the day, and people would come and stay.
Wait, was that where Airbnb got their model from, these two body snatchers?
Probably.
These guys know business.
Yeah, they do.
I'm surprised they didn't body snatch their own mama.
There's probably, if times was tough, they would. And one day, this woman died in the lodging in one of the rooms, and Hare called up his friend Burke, and it's like, what should we do? And they got the idea to sell this woman's body to the
to science.
This sort of like kind of this black market type of anatomy professor named, I think his name was Knox. His last name was Knox, and they sold it to her for like what in today's
a lady?
The woman, the corpse.
The professor was a lady?
No, it was a dude.
Oh.
A disfigured dude, which makes it even scarier.
Wow.
And they sold it for about £1,000 back in the day.
Man, was that like £1,000,000?
Which was about $4,000 in today's money for the corpse. Just for a corpse. So they're like, shit. That's when it like they both got the light bulbs and they're like, okay, you've got the Airbnb place. We'll kill people that stay there. And it was mostly women, unfortunately.
Damn.
So they would kill the woman, then go stash her body in the vaults for a day or two, and then put her in a tea chest and take her to Knox in broad daylight sometimes, because it's totally not weird carrying a body-sized chest.
Okay, but the guy who was buying these, like, was he not like, you know,
No,
it's a little strange. This is the fourth girl you've brought me with a giant gash in her neck.
I think he was fully aware of what they were doing. Like, the anatomy professor wasn't a good guy either.
Yeah.
So it was just the perfect.
I don't think this was for science, man. I don't trust that guy. No, it was. Guy.
You know what made it really bad? Or this was like the fucking, it was like a fucking perfect storm for body snatchers. This was their golden year.
What?
Because Edinburgh at the time was the leading anatomical research.
I wonder why.
It was the leading.
We got bodies for days.
Leading for, yeah, for an anatomy in, I think, all of the UK. It was the number one place for anatomy research. And they were low on cadavers. So people were kind of like waiting for bodies to show up.
Yeah, that's a nice name for a murdered person.
Cadavers.
Jeez. So these guys got away with it 16 times.
Yeah,
that we know of.
They killed 16 people over 10 months, which is pretty bad. That's a lot of people in just in under a year. And then they got caught by one of the lodgers noticed a victim in a room and called the police. And then the police showed up and got him. And fucking Hare basically got the sweet end of the deal. And they let him have immunity from sentence or persecution if he told everything. And he did, and Burke got the full book in his face, pretty much. They hung him, and then one of the anatomy professors dissected his body publicly in front of people, and then dipped a quill in his blood and wrote, "This is written with the blood of Will Burke. This blood was taken from his head."
That is kind of lame. That sounds like something Charlie Day wrote. Honestly. And so do.
And then what they did was put that skeleton in a museum where it is today in Edinburgh.
But it is kind of fitting. It's like poetic that he himself was a cadaver.
It was poetic justice because that exactly what their business was. He became.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's a perfect ending.
But what about that deformed doctor though, man?
and
dude Hare. Who got away.
Right. I don't know what happened to the doctor. I think he just fell by the wayside. Hare, the other dipshit, he avoided the sentencing. And then they had to, the people of Edinburgh were so pissed that the police pretty much had to escort him and protect him in the city for a little bit from in his cell and stuff because people were trying to kill him. And then they decided to disguise him to get him out of Edinburgh because he wasn't going to be able to stay there anymore. And they sent him to Dumfries, which is like a couple hours south of there. And on the way, in the coach that he was going, somebody recognized him. And by the time he got to Dumfries, I don't know if I'm saying that right. The whole area knew he was there and was trying to kill him again. So everywhere Hare was going, he was getting fucked. So the police snuck him out early in the morning from there and just dropped him off on the road. And the last thing they saw was him walking towards England. So this guy potentially kept killing. Nobody knows. But it's fucking stupid that they gave him immunity.
The legal system is messed up, and it was messed up in Edinburgh also, apparently.
Yeah, it was. And these two rat bastards, man. There's a lot of people like that were just body snatching. Yeah, it's pretty heavy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, thank God we're living in today's times.
Yeah, man.
I mean, not.
I thought you were just going to tell me about some ghosts, not some murderers.
Yes, they were murderers. There was actually a poem that was created by the whole city based on these two that started going around while they were there. Up the claws and down the stair. Button been we, Bark and Hare. Burke's the butcher, Hare's the thief. Knock's the boy who buys the beef.
Oh my gosh. That's really clever, man. Those Scottish people know how to rhyme.
They do.
You know, they know how to play bagpipes. They know how to fight for freedom. They know how to wear dresses.
They
like
know how
what,
to drink beer.
What can't the Scottish people do?
Get a tan.
Can confirm, yeah. But, you know, I think it's really interesting because going to Edinburgh, it's like a place that's fantastical, it's magical, it feels like you're going into a Disney kingdom. The architecture is just breathtaking, and the cobbled streets, it's like you're walking into another time, another realm in history.
It really is. It's like a fairy tale city.
It's just wild to know that beneath your feet, when you're walking down the South Bridge, to think about people dying,
pooping,
being snatched up, people dying of diseases.
Tuberculosis was a big one.
Yeah.
Just a nightmare. Goddamn nightmare.
And
now it's a tourist attraction.
And now it's a tourist attraction.
It's funny how things work out, you know? Like, I bet you if they recovered the Titanic, brought it up on a land, they'd turn that fucker into a museum.
Yeah, why haven't they, man?
Because it's at the bottom of the ocean.
Dude, is it?
Yeah. Like, you need a...
Can you imagine touring that?
Touring it? I couldn't. Only through a submarine have I been able to watch it.
I've seen the
submarines going through the Titanic.
Man, I didn't know.
But you need such a fortified little badass submarine to go down there, because it's so far down there, this Titanic.
The fact that we have the technology, or the ability, not the technology, but the means to explore these places that terrible things have happened in, and to see them in relatively the same
condition.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's full of barnacles and there's fishies and...
Yeah.
And, things are different.
SpongeBob's home.
You know, but to go through those same hallways where people
were
unbeknownst
or having
had a glacier.
Were having the time of their life, or the worst time of their life, but not knowing it was their last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a depressing note, but I think history is a sobering thing. And if you guys have not checked out the vaults, if you get a chance to go to Edinburgh.
That's the first thing you should do when you get to Scotland. Go check out the vaults. And just a little fact for you here. That's where J.K. Rowling wrote her first Harry Potter book.
Really?
She lived in Edinburgh. And a lot of people think that the city inspired her imagery, like Diagon Alley and certain things. Gringotts. Vaults, these ideas.
Yeah.
That I came to these conclusions myself.
Did you really?
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Well, not the Diagon Alley, but the Gringotts vaults.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, that's interesting. What else is a vault in Harry Potter? Or the Chamber of Secrets. Like, fucking
it. Oh my gosh. It all connects.
Harry Potter.
See, that's the silver lining I was looking
for.
The
Hogwarts Express.
Let's end this on Harry Potter.
Let's end it with the Korean barbecue.
So, this has been an episode by Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast. I'm your host, Mayan.
I'm your host, Dana.
And make sure to like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube.
BWCS.
Follow us if you're watching on Spotify.
Watching on Spotify, if you're listening. I think he's got his senses mixed up. He does. If you're watching on YouTube and listening on Spotify, give us a follow.
Yeah, and thank you guys for listening.
Good night.